with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guy Show.
Yeah, that's it. We are the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We're happy to be coming to you on WBCK 930 Battle Creek and WKMI 1360 Kalamazoo Talk. We are in the Michigan Talk Network. We are live today up in Traverse City, Michigan, and we are at Right Brain Brewery. It's an exciting place because the Cherry Festival is going on, and Right Brain is scurrying to get their new gigantic facility open. And if you're making beer, I mean, you know that you have to be making it around the clock because Michigan loves good, locally made microbrewed beers. And especially if you've got a grill. A beer is essential with a grill. And we're still joined right now by Bob McQueen. You're the manager at Art Van in Traverse City.
I am.
Very large store. And we're on Boardman Lake. We're on 16th Street right here in the new facility. And we're also joined by Norm Jones, who is the morning talk show expert from WTCM 580. Thanks for joining us, Norm.
Good morning.
I know you got a really busy morning. You got to run down to the parade when you're done here, and sure appreciate you filling in for Jop, who is going to do a fishing report for us here downstate. But I did bring you a little bribe. I brought you some Lower Michigan wines and then a bunch of Kansas City sauces and rubs. So we're going to send you out of here in style. You're going to be in good shape, and we're going to work on those grilling skills of yours. But right now, before Bob shoots off, because I know you've got a big job ahead of you too, Art's Backyard, you mentioned to me that you have a finance plan, and I guess it's something I never really thought about. You could actually get your grill, get your outdoor furniture, your patio, your chaise lounges and all that stuff, and maybe have it for free for a while. How's that work?
Well, you get, we buy it from Art Van, we're known for our interest-free. We have three ways of credit now. Now, we have a no-credit check nowadays where you can come in and we don't do a credit check or anything, and you can get a grill. We have three ways to buy on credit. Our GE account, our Van Signature card, is probably the most popular because you can get all the financing with it, 24 months with no interest. So you come in, you get your grill, you pay monthly a minimal fee, and then you don't pay the interest, and next year your grill is free, you're ready to roll, and you paid it off, and it's the great way to buy patio furniture. You go to a lot of places and you just got to come up with cash or put on your Visa or MasterCard or whatever you have. And with Art Van, you use the signature card, we give you the interest free, and you're on your way to having a great summer.
That's great. And you're right on the south end of Boardman Lake. That's Airport Road.
Absolutely. We're right on Airport and Park across from Brown Lumber there. And it's a great location if you're going to the mall or by the Cherryland Mall there. We're right between the two malls, and it's just a great place. Right up on the hill, you're looking over the river, and what a place to sell grills at,
Yeah, do you have one that's functional there, a demo unit?
I do. I have a $299 grill that once in a while we throw some hot dogs on or, nothing fancy. But we had the Burrow King guys in, and they did a roasted chicken on the grill. They did a pizza. You can use it like an oven. Heck, you can bake a cake in a grill. At least in a Broil King grill you can.
All
really?
Right. Well, August 4th, we're going to be back, and when we're done with our show, we're going to be putting one of those to use. So I know you got to get back to work. Bob McQueen, Art Van, thank you so much for joining us on the Michigan Talk Network and the Grilling Guys.
I appreciate you having us down.
Yeah, you're welcome. Norm, I just got a text from Jop, and he wants me to help you work on your grilling skills a little bit here. So
he's heard.
Are you struggling with?
First of all, you get what you pay for in a grill. I'm sure you've talked about that.
And you just met the guy that can hook you up.
Right,
so
right.
Let's get a deal going for Normie here. That's the guy you want to get a grill to because he talks to, 100,000 people every morning at least.
Do they make a grill with a thermostat? That's my problem.
Ah, well, that's easily fixed.
How so?
Well, all those Broil Kings have thermometers on them and a thermostats for your furnace.
Ah.
But they have thermometers on the hood, but then you can just get a nice little digital instant read and check your meat out. You're overcooking your meat is what you're saying.
Well, I think I'm going too fast. Yeah, I need to turn down the heat.
What do you like to grill?
Prime rib.
Prime rib.
That's the best. Anything. Really?
Prime rib or ribeyes?
No, prime rib, also known as Domenico. Is
okay.
it? Okay. Anyway.
Oh, you mean Delmonico's?
Delmonico, excuse me.
Okay,
yeah.
So those are steaks.
I thought they were one and the same.
Or are you doing a roast? You're doing
no,
the whole big piece?
No, I can't do a roast.
So you're doing steaks.
Yeah. Right
Delmonico, yeah, it's very close to a rib steak. Delmonico is a beautiful piece of meat. Got a lot of fat. I mean, and fat's flavor.
Do you sear everything first?
Always.
Okay.
With a steak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Steaks, I like to do steaks quickly. And the key is, again, to not overcook your steak. That's a big deal.
Is it my imagination, or has the price of meat gone up, like, a lot?
It has gone up a ton.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, beef in particular.
You know, you get one nice piece of meat, and you pay $12, $13, right?
Yeah. And with a good steak, a nice glass of wine always comes in handy. And right now we are joined by General Manager of Leelanau Wine Cellars, Tony Lenti.
Thanks for having me, and I totally agree. I think a wine is essential with any grilling activity.
Well, I bet you would. And nice of you to come into a brew house. You know, I've had a lot of vintners tell me it takes a lot of beer to make wine.
That's exactly right. And I'm really excited to be here in this new facility. We just went through a growth expansion, quadrupling our size, rehabbing an old facility. So this is exciting to see what they got going on here.
Isn't it? I mean, this guy is... He's got a tiger by the tail here, but you know what? I was up here 2 weeks ago, and there was just stuff stacked everywhere. I'm looking at a brewing operation over here right now. I'm talking two rows of gigantic stainless tanks.
That's right.
I mean, this young fella's he's pretty impressive.
I can't wait for it to open myself.
Yeah, I think Norm's licking his chops over here.
Yeah, and this side of town doesn't get a lot of attention, does it?
No, it doesn't. And when my wife is a big fan of this place, and I do wine.
Yeah,
and
you
she
told
does
me
beer.
That. Yeah.
And when she sent me the ticker announcement when they made the announcement to move down here.
Right.
And at first I was wondering what the thought process was. Now I get it. You know, walking in here, you can see what the future holds for Right Brewing Brewery. So
how much bigger is this than their old facility? Must be four or five times larger.
I think.
Maybe 10.
A lot more
huge.
And it's going to have a lot of flexible space, it looks like, too.
We have 20,000 square feet here, maybe. It's gigantic. So let's talk a little bit about Leelanau Wine Cellars.
Yes. You know, it's right in the start of our busy season up in our tasting room in Omena. We're located right on the water. It's a great destination. And we will be busy until October, which is basically our harvest. October is our busiest month. A lot of people are up here tasting wine and looking at leaves. Right now, when you come up north to visit, you go to the Cherry Festival, you go out on the water. There's a lot of opportunities to do a number of things.
So wine you're on the West Bay?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
We take M22 right on up.
Beautiful drive.
I do that every day for for my morning commute. Couldn't ask for
no wonder you
commute.
Look so good for 60 years old.
That's right.
I thought it was just the wine. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we are live at the Right Brain Brewery in Traverse City. We're up here for the Cherry Festival, and we're joined by Tony Lenti, General Manager of Leelanau Wine Cellars, and also Norm Jones, the legend of Traverse City.
In my own mind.
He's a legend, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I know he is. I've been listening to him for years. Tony, we're going to ask you to hang out with us for
That's
a while
right.
because we got a lot of questions about Leelanau Cellars, one of my wife's favorite wines. You talk about your wife's favorites. I think it's your Chardonnay.
Yep.
I've got many bottles of it sitting in the wine rack.
I brought you another one to take to her.
So. Oh, good. Well, she's up at the Ranch Rudolph right now. She's probably getting ready to ride her bike down here. She's a big biker chick.
Excellent.
So, anyway, I'm so happy you made it out here. And coming up
Glad
next.
To be here.
Coming up next, we've got Corey Smith and Matt Hunter from the Soul Hole. So I can smell it already.
It smells good.
We've got a barbecue group coming in here. So you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We will be right back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.